Hey everybody, welcome to DemoMirror.com. This is Matt, and I'm on the phone with Anthony Tinarella. We just heard a song of his. How are you? Anthony? Still there? Yeah.
Good, how are you?
pretty good.
Cool.
So, the song we heard was called Breaks My Heart.
Sure. It doesn't really have a name. We just have always called it that, you and I, together. Yeah, it doesn't really have a name. It's really old, and like many of my songs that are old and new, it doesn't have a name. So we'll call it Breaks My Heart.
How old is it?
I don't know. It's probably like at least 4 years old by now.
That's crazy. So
something like that.
But is this demo itself old, or have you redemoed it more recently?
That demo is pretty old. That demo is probably 3 years old.
Crazy.
2 or 3 years old. Yeah.
Because I remember playing it when we were the Endless Endless together.
Yes, we did.
It was a good song to play. It was one of my faves.
I like playing that song. It is fun. It's fun as a full band because all the hits are much more dramatic, and I think it works in the demo, but I think it's way better as a full band.
Right.
More dynamic.
Yeah. I mean, you wrote it and demoed it a long time ago. Well, like, where were you when you wrote it, physically?
I was in Boston, living in Lower Alston.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was my Franklin Street apartment that I wrote that. It might even be older than that. I don't really remember. I know that's where I demoed it. Yeah, Lower Alston, Boston.
But you're in Oakland now.
Yes.
Oakland, California.
Beautiful Oakland, California.
Which is why we're on the phone right now. Right now, I would say it's about 45 degrees. It's getting dark. It's about 4:30 in the afternoon.
Was it sunny?
It's been sunny today, but it's cold.
Yeah, it's cold.
Yeah. How's the weather out there?
It's cloudy. It's overcast. Uh-huh. But it's probably about probably like 60, 50s, upper 50s.
Uh-huh.
Not too different from you.
That's good.
Yeah.
That doesn't make us feel too bad, I guess.
No, it was beautiful yesterday, though, man. It was so sunny and nice.
Your whole life is just perfect.
Oh, it's no flaws in my life at all. Perfect life I'm leading.
Great. So, the song is like... Now, we played in a band together for a while. We played the Endless Endless. We were like your backing band.
Yeah.
For like a year, maybe? I don't know. And that was like a couple of years ago. But when I listened to the songs, I never really, even though I played them and I sang them with you, I never really understood them. I never thought about them really. Like, I never listened to the lyrics. But in doing this, I've listened to the lyrics more, or like, just over time, I've come to listen to more of it, and it's just very dark. And it's not really like how I envisioned it, even though I played on it for a long time. But I was just wondering, like, the inspiration for some of it. Like, where is that? I mean, it just seems so dark to me.
Yeah, a lot of the songs are pretty dark. They're like, you don't really know. I feel like you don't notice it right away because they're kind of poppy. The songs themselves are kind of poppy and catchy.
Right.
But yeah, a lot of the lyrics are darker. I don't know. I, especially in this phase of the songs, I was kind of just more into, like, not writing about myself and just kind of, like, writing stories, sort of, but not really with, like, plot lines or anything, just kind of about different people that I didn't know. They have little to do with me, like, directly.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought it was more interesting to write about people who lived totally different kinds of lives than I do. But it was kind of, like, paralleled with mine anyway. I don't know.
Right, that always seems to seep in, no matter how hard you try, I guess.
Yeah.
Is it, like, anybody specifically? I feel like the song has sort of, like, a main character or something. I haven't, like, analyzed the lyrics that much, but it feels that way. I didn't know if it was, like, specifically.
No,
specifically.
Yeah, I mean, in the demo, some of the lyrics are just kind of just there to be there. They're not really final lyrics or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, not really. There are people that I, like, picture when I sing it. But it's not really about anyone in particular. It's, like, pretty much about a homeless dude and then about his mom. And I guess I kind of picture my mom when I sing about the mom, but that's just because That's the main mob that I know.
Mm-hmm.
And there are certain bums around Boston that I think of when I sing it. But no one in particular.
So this song is older for you, and you still play it. Do you still play it in your current incarnation, or do you plan to play it? No, you don't play it at all?
I plan to. When I get a band together, I plan to. I don't like playing it alone.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, when I have a band together out here, I plan on playing it still, hopefully.
Do you have a lot of newer songs that you would play?
Yeah, I have quite a few.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
What sort of numbers are we talking here?
Numbers? Like, how many new songs do I have since that song?
Sure, yeah.
Oh, man. I don't know. I don't know. A lot.
Do you write a lot?
Yeah, I've been writing a lot lately. I had been, well, not in the last, like, couple weeks, but since I've moved here to California, I've written quite a few things, and they've all been pretty different. I lived in an apartment in Long Beach, California for a while that was really close to all my neighbors, so I wrote a lot of really quiet songs.
Mm-hmm.
And then I moved out of that apartment, and it was a little more comfortable, so I started writing the loud rock ones again. And since I've moved to Oakland, I've been kind of doing a little of both, because I work really late hours, so I'll come home, and I'll get home at like 2 in the morning, and I won't really be able to write a loud song, so I'll have a lot of quiet songs, and kind of weeding through the ones that I actually want to keep and carry on to the actual band.
So you're sort of, I guess you're still writing a lot. Is there a good time for you to write? Like, you were just discussing that, like, when you get home and stuff. Like, are there any peak hours for you?
I like writing at night. Like, I like writing in the evening. I feel like my brain is at full functionality in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I'm wide awake, but usually that's when I'm at work. So that's kind of inconvenient for my creative process.
Right, yeah.
But, yeah, usually in the evening time.
For people who aren't familiar with you or your music, how long have you been playing, I will say, in this band or this style, that sort of thing? Like, maybe do, like, a brief history or something?
All right. Well, the Endless Endless, which I played in with you, started probably around, I was probably, like, 18 or 19. It was really fun because they were in Brookline, Mass, with about 10 other kids. And it was really fun because everyone was really creative, so there would be just like impromptu house shows, and there was so many people that lived there that it would actually feel like a show.
Mm-hmm.
So that was pretty cool. And my songs then weren't that great, but I recorded 3 of them that I actually do still like with Eric Shepard, who was never actually, I guess he was kind of in the band, but he recorded them and played drums on them, and I'm hoping to put those out as a 7-inch, and they're really old, and my voice is weird and high, but I like them. And then I played with you guys with Lights as the backing band, and that was amazing, because all of a sudden it went from being, like, the most this band ever had was, like, 3 people,
mm-hmm.
and then all of a sudden it had 3 guitars and a bass and a drummer, and it was huge.
Right.
It sounded awesome. And then I moved, which was maybe a mistake. Because since then, I didn't really... Well, actually, no, I moved to Long Beach, and I had a drummer and a bass player, and we played a few shows, and it was awesome. And we did that under the name Shepherd Burn the Sheep, because, like you said, it had taken kind of a darker turn. But yeah, we played a few shows, and we won a Christian Battle of Bands.
That's awesome.
I told you that. That was pretty amazing.
Did you get any money?
We didn't get money. It was kind of a bummer. We went to play a show, and it ended up being a Battle of the Bands at a fanatical Christian fellowship. And our name was Shepherd Burn the Sheep, which I thought was pretty hilarious. It's pretty funny. Our prize was actually a day of recording with a producer that went to their church, which we have yet to cash in on. Surprise, if you're surprised, I don't know. Kind of a lame prize. So yeah, and now I live here in Oakland and playing under the name Mighty Rifle.
Just recently,
get that going.
Yeah, you just recently changed the name.
Yeah, just a few weeks ago.
Crazy. That's cool. I like that name.
Thanks. I wasn't sure. I feel like it's good enough.
That's all you can ask for.
Yeah, these days.
Is there anything else you want to say about this song or in general?
Let's see. I don't know. It's been really great. It's been really great talking to you.
Yeah.
It's always great to talk to you and just talk about stuff with you.
Well, thank you for sharing.
I wish that we could go get pizza.
I know. That would be cool. But
yeah.
you're coming home soon.
Yeah, we'll get pizza.
We'll get pizza then. Christmas
cool.
pizza.
Christmas pizza.
Alright.
Yay.
Alright, we'll see you then.
Alright, sweet.
Okay, bye.
Bye.